97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
It was an interesting day and not completely unexpected, maybe from one standpoint, though, because they weren't sure, the experts, how far the Fed would go. But the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a half a percentage point. That's a pretty big move. And I think they feel like they've won the war against inflation. And it seems like more is to come as well. But let's talk about this afternoon with our friend Dave Simons. He's the host of Dollars and Cents on KMOX every weekend. He is the managing director of One Private Wealth in Chesterfield. David, how are you this afternoon?
Well, Mark, thanks for having me on, as always.
Did you think it would be 50 basis points? Was that your expectation?
Well, it was. I don't know if I'm in the minority or not. I will just tell you, in my little corner of the world, we had a friendly wager in the office and this morning, and everybody went with the 25 basis points or a quarter of one. I was the outlier. I'm not saying I was confident in it, but there are a couple of reasons we can explore. But I really did think the Fed would go a little bolder and go with a half of 1%. And as we know, that's exactly what they did.
So then why did they do that? Let me play just a little audio. And it's not the greatest audio, but I'm going to play this here. This is Jay Powell saying something earlier today.
The U.S. economy is in good shape. It's growing at a solid pace. Inflation is coming down. The labor market is in a strong pace. We want to keep it there.
All right. So far be it from me to challenge the experts at the Fed, but a message like this with, a half a point cut really seems to send a signal that, hey, gosh, we're a little bit more worried about the economy than we were previously.
Well, maybe part of it. We have to remember that the Fed has this dual mandate. They are required by law to really address two basic economic issues. That is price stability. That's a fancy way to say inflation or deflation, whatever the case may be. And the other, Mark, is the employment picture. Now, they have spent the last few years, a couple of years anyway, especially fighting that one side on inflation. I could tell a little bit. I have to be careful how I put this because I don't think he's doing a victory lap. But I think Powell and the Fed feel they've done a really good job bringing inflation down. And I can't disagree with that. I think that there is a lot of potential danger out there that they could lose their grip on this. I think they were late to the party, no question. But inflation is clearly trending down. I think they believe their work is largely over there. I think they think inflation is going to continue to come down on its own. Now they're attacking the other side. And what they see is an employment picture in this country, while still pretty good, is deteriorating a little bit. So it's not so much numbers in isolation. It's always trends. Think about that. It's always the trend. And they see that maybe the employment picture is starting to weaken, and they want to get out in front of that, thus your 50 basis point cut today.
Dave Simons back with us. It's always important to explain to people, even a host like me, who doesn't have full comprehension of what this means. But Dave, it's not the Fed cutting rates doesn't mean that your mortgage rate's going to automatically come down. There's a little correlation. Credit card debt is at an all-time high. Doesn't mean you're going to get a better deal necessarily on your credit card. So explain how this has, implications and sort of rattles through the economy, if you will.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that, Mark. We don't see an immediate type of relief here in any of those things that you mentioned. So we have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. This is just the start of a rate cut cycle. This is the first shot across the bow. A lot of your economists out there believe that you could get another quarter of 1% in November, and then they meet one more time in December for the year. Could be a half of a percent then. I think they want to bring that the overall yield, if you will, the Fed funds rate down to the low threes, if not the upper twos. Well, after today's cut, it's between 4.75 and 5. Now, back to your question that you were posing there. What that means is this takes a while. I don't think you're going to see much of a relief in credit card interest rates. You'll start to see some of the variable mortgage rates come down. But ultimately, this will not have the positive impact on the economy that the Fed is hoping for until well into next year. So this is just the first little baby step into some economic improvement, especially on the labor side in 2025 and 26.
But kind of this might get into the weeds, but when we hear the Fed rate cut and what that really, really means for businesses, for example, it allows them to borrow money. And this kind of goes to the point of the labor market at a lower cost, right?
That's exactly right. You nailed it. In fact, Jay Powell even addressed that very thing in his speech this afternoon after they made their announcement of the cut. And that is, and I'm kind of putting words in his mouth, but he was referencing the labor environment, which obviously starts with employers. And a lot of your smaller businesses that need debt to keep their business alive in terms of growing have really been priced out with these higher rates, these borrowing rates. Well, no wonder small cap stocks really started to rally right after the announcement. I don't know what they're going to do here after that, but no surprise that they have rallied the most, because now some of these smaller companies that need the debt market, they need the working capital market to operate efficiently for them to continue to grow their business. Well, this was good news for them, and that's really what the Fed was attacking. So that's my main message to all the listeners. The inflation picture isn't anymore in the crosshairs for the Fed. It's now gone over to the labor market and employers making sure they're still hiring.
All right, Dave, but let's kind of talk about the stock market just a little bit and what's happening there, because it's been interesting. I mean, we had a couple of dips and then it's right back now, you know, above 41,000. The Dow did not react extremely well today, though, on this news, right?
No, because that's already been factored in. You know, the market never likes to wait until the actual announcement. It was inevitable that they were going to cut. There was a 100% chance that that was going to happen. We just didn't know how much. So the market had already done its dirty work. It had already done its heavy lifting in advance, because we know the market was back to near all-time highs. So this is kind of a shrug of the shoulders to some degree. I think the half of 1% might have been a little bit of a surprise, but not enough to propel the Dow or the S&P way up. Maybe that comes later, but the initial reaction was, yeah, okay, kind of expecting
it. Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you how I gauge the economy these days, in the stock market in particular. I don't look at my 401k. I don't even want to look at it, right? I'm going to let it out there. Right? I didn't look at it when it was terrible a few years ago. I'm putting more money into it than I ever have before, because I'm feeling the pressure of retirement in hopefully 10 years, Dave. But, you know, I think I've talked to you about this before. I set up, and this was interesting. It was like a year ago, August. And I know there's a variety of apps, but the one that I use is called Acorns, where when I buy something, like we were at Taco Bell the other day, my daughter, and they said, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar for a charity? And I said, no, I don't want to. And the reason was because I round up in my account and it goes into my Acorns account. And then I put money in there every week. The point of all this is, after a year, you know, it gives me the running tally of where I am from when I started. So right now I'm up 12% from a year ago. Now that's dipped down to, I think, like 6.9% over the past couple of months. And then it goes up to 8. But I mean, if we're averaging like 10% over the last year, that's pretty solid.
Well, it is. Historically, if all of your money is in the stock market, and just by what you said, it doesn't sound like 100% is in the stock market, and that's not necessarily a bad thing if you're within 10 years of retirement, you probably are well diversified. But you're exactly right. At 12% return, and we still have more than a quarter left in the year, so you annualize that. But even what I tell people, look, a reasonable allocation, if you make 6 to 8% a year, you can get wealthy on that over time. You just have to obviously start early, stay with it, and don't give in. You kind of reference this, but don't give in to when the market dips and there are all kinds of panic headlines. Oh my gosh, you might want to sell out and go. No, don't. Just day in and day out. Mark, some of the great stories that I've seen over my 30 plus years in this business is the person who never made six figures, never made a ton of money, but just blindly and pretty much naively just put money from their paycheck to their 401k year after year, decade after decade. They wake up one day, they're 60 some years old, they're ready to retire and say, how did I get this? I have no idea. I don't even know about the market. All I know is I was blindly putting the money in. I never sold out, never changed, and here I am with X amount of dollars. It works every time it's tried.
It works every time it's tried. And unfortunately, what I feel is happening out there, you and I have talked about this before. Look, I mentioned the credit card debt at all-time high. People are not able to pull equity out of their homes. So what I'm concerned about is, and I think you see this, people are cashing 401ks out more than they ever have been before. So there's panic out there because consumers are running out of cash.
Well, there is something to that, and I think the Fed is also aware of that. And I think that might also have played into their fact that they need to get this half a point down. Here's something else that was not discussed today, but it is something that I'm looking at. And, Mark, it's the interest that we pay on this $36 trillion and then some on the debt, which still the interest, it hadn't been a problem for years and years and years, but now it is because we have more interest going to pay on this debt than our defense budget. That made the headlines this year. We've got to get that down. Now, on the one side, they need to stop the increase in spending. That's a whole other topic. But on my side of things, on the budgetary side, it's the interest. This will help alleviate that to a little bit. And I know the Fed is not blind to that.
Yeah, such a big story. That look, we kind of buried the lead on this. I'm glad you brought it up because that is one of the more important aspects of all of this. Dave Simons, awesome. We'll hear you on Camo X and the Dollars and Cents show on Sunday. And thank you so much. And we'll talk soon, David.
Mark, always a treat. Thank you.